You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Energy Intuition Transformation with Sue Williams. Sue Williams. Live from holistic-health.au.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Energy Intuition Transformation
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome once again to Energy Intuition Transformation. This is my weekly show on A1R Psychic Radio and Moonstruck TV, and it's just my delight to be here every week. So, as you probably know, I'm Sue Williams, the Spirit Psychic, and I want to begin today in the earth, literally. I want you to think for a moment about the groundhog. So even in Australia, we're aware of what groundhogs are, those little furry animals. And that's what they are, small, sturdy creatures who live close to the soil and who know the rhythms of the seasons in their very bones. And these little animals don't fight winter. They don't push through it or pretend it isn't happening. They go down underground, deep into the earth, into the dark, into stillness. And they release everything that isn't needed for what comes next. And they rest, they wait, and they trust that in time, spring will come and they will come back out. And, of course, when the time is right, that's when they come out again. Not when they decide, but when the earth itself is ready, that's when they emerge. They come out blinking into the light, feeling renewed, transformed. And there is profound wisdom in that. Because most of us have been taught just to push through, to keep going, or to hold on for far too long, to white-knuckle our way through transitions rather than just surrender to them. But Groundhog Spirit arrives this week with a different teaching entirely. And that teaching is, it's time to let go. And that seeds beautifully into our Oracle Cards segment for this week. And the deck for this week is another of my favourites, little tiny deck once again, and it's Spirit Animal Oracle by wonderful Colette Baron-Reed, who most of you would know. And this is a deck that draws on the ancient wisdom of the animal kingdom to illuminate our own spiritual path. And that special card that I have drawn this week, which is what I've been talking about, is Groundhog Spirit. And the message from Groundhog Spirit is it's time to let go. And in many traditions, the groundhog is a creature of the threshold, living between worlds, between seasons, between one cycle and the next. She's the keeper of the pause, the guardian of transition. And in this beautiful little card, she appears as a gentle but clear messenger. Something in your life is ready to be released, which is why this card came forward for the week. Now, this thing is not to be abandoned, not rejected, but released with gratitude, with grace, with the understanding that what you're letting go of has served its purpose and is now complete. Oh, it may be a belief that you've carried since childhood, one that once kept you safe but now keeps you small, a relationship, a role, an identity that no longer fits who you are becoming. Maybe it's a habit, a pattern, a way of coping that got you through a difficult season but is no longer what you need. Or something more subtle. An old grief, an old grudge, an old story that you've been telling about yourself for far too long. Well, Groundhog Spirit doesn't ask you to let that go in one dramatic gesture. She asks you just to begin, to loosen the grip just slightly, to acknowledge what is ready to be composted back into the earth so that something new can grow in its place. Because here is the truth that this card holds. You cannot fully emerge into what is coming while your hands are still full of what has passed. So let's look at the sky this week and talk about letting go with the cosmos. And the stars this week are speaking the very same language as our oracle card. Pluto has stationed retrograde in Aquarius. And when a slow, deep planet changes direction, its energy intensifies. Pluto is the planet of transformation, of death and rebirth, of what we must release before we can be renewed. It only feels like destruction when we're clinging to something that is already done, already over. The more we recognize what needs to go, the more empowering the process becomes. The full moon in Scorpio, the blue moon in May, has anchored this month with emotional release. And Scorpio, like Groundhog Spirit, understands the sacred necessity of endings. What dies makes way for what lives. And the cosmos and the card are in perfect agreement. It is time to let go. So let's reinforce this by doing our weekly meditation, which I have called Returning to the Earth. And let's connect with this energy now through the relaxation of this beautiful meditation. And of course, as always, please do not listen to this while driving or operating machinery. If you need your full focus right now, keep your eyes open and return to experience the meditation with the replay. So when you're ready, and if you can safely do so, gently close your eyes. Take a slow, deep breath in through your nose and let it all go on the exhale. Again, breathing in and releasing. Let your body grow heavy. Let yourself be held by whatever you are sitting or lying on. Feel that support beneath you. Now, imagine yourself sitting at the entrance of a small, warm burrow into the earth. The ground around you is soft. The air smells of soil and rain and the roots of the plants. You are safe here. This is a place of deep, ancient knowing. In your hands, you are holding something. It might be an object, or it might be something less tangible. Perhaps it's a worry, a memory, an old story, or a feeling that you've carried for so long, it's begun to feel like part of you. Look at what you're holding. Look at your hands. Notice how long that you have been carrying this thing. Notice what it has cost you in your life, in your energy, in your space, or in your peace. Now, gently, without force, bring it down to the earth in front of you. Place it on the ground. You're not throwing it away. You are returning it. You're giving it back to the earth, the earth which knows how to transform everything, which wastes nothing, which turns even the heaviest things into something new. And as you release it, feel your hands grow lighter. Feel your chest open. Feel something that might be the very beginning of a sense of relief. And breathe that sense of relief in all the way down. And as you exhale, place both palms flat on the earth beside you. Feel its steadiness, its patience, its deep, unhurried wisdom. And here, just beneath the surface, the quiet promise of what is coming. Something is beginning, something that could not begin until now. Stay here for a few more quiet breaths. And when you're ready, gently come back. Wiggle your fingers and toes. Take another nice deep breath in and exhale. And if they're closed, slowly open your eyes and return to your full awareness. Now, before we close today, I want to leave you with something to sit with for this coming week. Now, it's not a task. It's not a challenge. It's just a question, something gentle and honest for you to carry with you. So here it is. What am I holding that I already know deep down is ready to be released? Not what you think you should let go of, not what anyone else says that you should release, but what does your own quiet inner knowing point to? When you get still enough to listen, because awareness is always the first step. And Groundhog Spirit says, you are already aware. You have been aware for some time. And the question is simply, are you ready to begin? And of course, you can go back and listen to the meditation again once you have realized what it is that you need to release. And of course, you only need to begin. You don't need to do everything at once. Listen to the meditation as many times as you need to allow yourself to release the thing that you've been holding on to, just like Groundhog Spirit tells you to do. And of course, that message is Groundhog Spirit, time to let go. And what a tender, powerful message for this moment in time, because letting go is not a weakness. And it's not giving up. It is not losing something, because you don't have to hold everything together. You are allowed to put things down, things that no longer serve you. And what you release, well, that, and when you release that thing with love, well, that creates space for something beautiful. So trust the timing, trust the earth beneath us, blessed Mother Earth, and trust the wisdom of the beautiful Groundhog Spirit for this week. And who knows that the only way to truly emerge, well, it's to be willing first to let go. So if something in today's episode stirred deeply within you, I'd love to walk alongside you through my holistic modalities, which are all available at holistic-health.au. And you're always welcome to reach out through the contact form you'll find there. So thank you so much for being with me here today. And until next time, have a blessed week. Stay open, stay grounded. And when you're ready, just let it go. Bye for now.